This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Medical news this week has heavily focused on suicide. First, the CDC reported that suicide rates have been rising in nearly every state. About 45,000 Americans die each year by suicide. That's about the same rate as those dying of breast cancer each year, and more than those dying of prostate or colon cancer. Of the top 10 causes of death, suicide is one of only three that are rising, not falling. Certain things about suicide are very clear. Females attempt suicide more than males, but males are more likely to die from suicide. And the role of guns here is not a bit player. They were by far the most common method of suicide. The more access to guns, the greater the chance of suicide, if only because it's easier to act impulsively. Often suicide does occur in those with mental illness, but the CDC reports that more than half of people who died by suicide did not have a known diagnosed mental health condition at the time of their death. That means that life issues like problematic relationships, substance abuse, financial despair, physical health problems, or job stress played a key part in the risk for suicide. Now, there's lots of opportunities for various opinions. Does our lifestyle play a role where we are no longer directly connected to people, but instead interact through social media? Do our expectations about life differ from those of our grandparents? Or have we become less resilient? Suicide is preventable, but it takes a village. In our current healthcare system, finding a well-trained mental health provider can be nearly impossible. Hotlines, such as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, are super helpful, but they're the beginning of the process, not the entire solution. Government, healthcare providers, schools, employers, and even the media have an important role to play. The media is often overly sensationalized and detailed when reporting on specific suicides, as it has been with reporting around designer Kate Spade or DJ and artist Tim Bergling. Studies show that the way we talk about suicide publicly can influence people's behaviors. Hearing about a person's suicide as their means of coping with stress or pain increases thoughts of suicide in others and can legitimize suicide as an acceptable solution, particularly for people who perceive themselves as similar to the victim. When we think about contagious diseases, we often think of things like HIV and the flu. But suicide can also spread by contagion, the contagion of thoughts and ideas. If you have intrusive suicidal thoughts, please ask for help. Call a suicide hotline or get to a doctor and talk to them about how you're feeling. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.